keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for July 31st, 2024, episode 98.
Curry and the Keeper.
Oh, hello, my queen.
Were you trying to think of a rhyme?
Well, I was trying to think that you don't have anything to cheers me with.
I do. Hello, my love.
Hello.
I do. I have a Rambler. A Rambler sparkling water in the can.
Zero sound.
No.
Okay. Zero sound. You know, I was thinking about it because I heard you open it earlier. That should have been your sound.
Oh. You want to start over?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
That's all right. We've started this machine over. We started the everything over a few times.
I know. We had some technical technical difficulties. Yes.
Well, actually, you looked at the microphone and went, what is this janky stuff?
It was wobbling.
What kind of work environment is this?
You're like, let me fix it. You pull out a Kleenex. I'm like, what? And you stuff it in
the mic holder.
In the mic holder. I'm like, wow, that's pretty sophisticated there.
Thank
what are you drinking?
Thank you. Thank you for asking. I am drinking an old show favorite, a fan favorite. Do you hear my voice? I'm losing my voice.
Why?
I don't know. It must be in the presence of such sheer beauty.
Oh, yeah. Must be.
This is a classic. It's a Me-O-Mi.
Is it Me-O-Mi or is it Me-O-Mi?
I have no idea. I like Me-O-Mi.
Me-I-O-Mi.
But Me-O-Mi, it's the Pinot. This is from 2021, which is a good year to drink now.
And you know, they have another one, though. They have two to choose from.
They have a different Me-O-Mi?
Yes. There's another more expensive one. It's like Me-O-Mi.
Luke's?
Yes.
Premium?
Reserve.
Reserve.
Dark Red.
Really? Because this is only like $12, right?
No, it's about
14.
No, it's about $15 or $16.
It's nothing like the, what's the other one I always drink?
Argelet.
Argelet is much more expensive.
I know. That's like $25 a bottle.
And I got to say, this is kind of nice.
Yeah.
I think we're switching back. Ever since the emergency shower repair, we're going budget.
Yes, we. But we're recording a little late tonight because we just got back from dinner with Sir by His Grace.
We don't break the show for many people, but Sir by His Grace, David Wicker, we break the show for him.
Yes, yes.
He was coming through town. Now, what is it? They live in Florida, but he has
a summer home. A summer home in Idaho.
Is it a summer home?
Yes, I believe so. It's a summer home. And so the whole family was there.
I thought it was working. Oh,
no, the whole family was there. And then Jules and the girls went back to Florida. And then I'm assuming they flew because he's driving back with Greta, the three-legged dog. Yes, Greta. She's so cute.
Who is quite amazing.
She was very animated. So, yes, we had a lovely dinner with them at Backwoods Barbecue. So that was... that was really fun.
That was perfect. It was perfect. Yeah. We didn't know what time he would come. We hoped to do a little bit earlier, but you know, it's like, it's Sir by His Grace.
Yeah.
He is an important part of our faith journey. You cannot deny it.
My every day I open up the gift that he gave me, which is my Bible single day. Yeah.
So why did we not record last week looking at you?
I was tired.
I'm looking at you.
It was a tough week
last week.
There's
no tired in podcasting.
Well, there was last week. I go, I'm not doing it. I'm tired. I'm not doing the newsletter.
No. First it was the newsletter. And now we're in trouble. She doesn't want to do the newsletter, which is on Tuesdays.
And that was the day that Elise had surgery. But before we get into all of that, the whole story, I want to extend my heartfelt congratulations to Ashley and Paul, who got engaged a couple days ago.
Are we even allowed to mention that?
Well, she sent it to me.
Did she post on Instagram?
Instagram
official?
Well, they're very official now.
Yes.
So, and
the oil baron.
We met Ashley and Paul about almost a year ago.
My birthday.
Your birthday. And they've become friends of ours. And we just enjoy them so much. And so he pulled the classic. They came to the vow renewal and they came to the wine event before the vow renewal. Yeah. And he pulled the classic when I asked her to marry me. And I said, let me tell you that story.
You don't do that. Have we talked about that on the show?
You might as well
give a little recap.
Okay, I'll give a little recap.
It's never too soon in the show to start bashing Adam.
I don't bash you. It's a true story, though.
This true story.
So, Adam, I remember my sister asking me, what kind of ring do you like? And I'm like, oh, So, I went and had my nails done at Christmas because I thought for sure this is like going on three years into our relationship.
Into our relationship.
And I'm like, oh, he's going to ask me to marry him. And
wait a minute.
I had my nails done.
Now, wait, why did you think that?
Because my sister asked me what kind of engagement ring you
thought that I had asked your sister to
I know you did. She told me you did.
Oh, okay. I did.
So this is years ago. And so I got nails
it's
done.
6 years ago, for sure.
My nails were pretty and Christmas came and went. And no
so
ring.
You were waiting during Christmas? You thought I would do that during Christmas?
I was prepared, but I wasn't disappointed because when we were living together and we were committed, but you would go around and you would say to people, when I ask her to marry me. And finally I came to you and I said, look, I love you so much. I am committed to you.
Okay. Stop. That's not how it went.
Yes.
You went, stop doing that.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Adam Curry.
You went, stop. You know, you've got to stop doing that. And then you went into, I'm committed to you. It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
It matters.
Whatever.
Hey, stop doing that. I have my nails done. Look at my nails. They're still shipped from Christmas.
They're janky now.
They're jank now.
It's April. Janky
it's
nails.
April.
I had janky nails in April.
There you go.
Anyway, so no, but I did say to you, look, I'm committed to you. I love you. You do not have to marry me. So you're setting up an expectation.
And I never mentioned it again.
For months.
And then what were you thinking?
And then you proposed to me and I was blown away, which was perfect. So anyway, we shared that story with Paul and Ashley when we were at the winery.
Particularly the stop saying that part.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so anyway.
And then he pulled it.
He did. He proposed to her in Cabo.
He did.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I didn't know. So he had sent me a picture like, I'm in Cabo. I'm like, oh, that's nice, man. Because we text a lot.
Yeah.
And then it was the next morning, I think, or evening, or whenever it was.
He was going to listen to No Agenda.
He's like, I'm going to be listening to No Agenda here in Cabo. And then you tell me 5 minutes later, like, oh, they got engaged. And so I immediately text him. I said, dude, does she want to come in now?
Well, I guess I'll let her in. Jeez.
I say, dude, I forbid you from listening to the show. No way.
Yeah, exactly. He can't listen to the show. Do you want me to let her in?
Yeah. Okay. Find out what's going on. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Good girl. Good job.
She said she was sitting by the door. Get in your bed.
Good.
Come here.
Get in your bed.
Come on. Here.
What kind of cast member are you?
Yes. Man. Big mouth. She's got a big mouth.
Does she have her headphones on?
Yeah, she's got a mic. Her mic's a little janky, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, we're
super happy for him.
Yes, yeah, we are.
Great.
We are.
What do you
I
think?
Hope they're not going to have a destination wedding.
I was just going to say, oh, please, not another destination wedding. We'll come, believe me, we'll come. But oh my God, what is it with destination weddings? Get married here in Texas. He's got a ranch.
Yes.
Do it at the ranch.
He's an oil baron.
Yes, we'll chop her into the ranch.
Exactly.
Who's that? It's the Currys.
Right. Right. Yes. So last week going into, we have 2 weeks of content, but it was, I flew to Chicago. I went to Chicago.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that.
Yes.
It kind of went a little differently because the work started.
The work.
The work on the shower started.
Oh, yes.
Did we even talk about that on the last show?
Yes.
I think so.
And I was leaving.
Right.
Yes.
And then so there it is.
Phoebe's going crazy.
Phoebe's going nuts. And you're like, bye.
She's like,
bye.
See ya.
See you
when
later.
I'm
enjoying it.
Well, my flight it was delayed significantly on Thursday. So I ended up flying out on Friday.
That was the CrowdStrike.
But Southwest wasn't affected. But I don't know. Maybe it just had a domino effect.
Because they run it on Windows 95.
Yes.
The whole outfit runs on one Windows 95 computer.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, I flew to Chicago and I was just sitting there waiting, started chatting with this woman. And of course, we started talking about our faith, you know, and I love
this
that.
This was on the airplane?
Waiting at the gate. Mm, we just started talking about our faith and how she lost a lot of family members. And we were just talking about how important it was to have faith. And that was really nice. It was really nice. And I had God's favor all the way to Chicago, except when I was crammed in the middle seat between I didn't have any armrests. Let's just say that.
I just learned you had a C boarding. Mm-hmm. C is for center.
No, it's not. It's not true.
Of my buddies is flying for Southwest now. He said, because he heard us talking about it. He said, you know, if you want to board early, you just go up to the gate and you say, I have a medical issue. I need to board early. They're not allowed to ask you. And that's how you do it.
Oh, I would never lie like that, though.
That's why all those people are standing there.
Oh.
Those are all the liars.
Oh.
Yes. Not
sinners.
All.
Not liars.
Not,
sinners.
Not all of them, obviously. And then he said, C stands for center.
Oh. Yeah, because that's usually what's left.
Middle C.
But I had bought the early bird before they jacked it up to $100. And so when I rebooked, they didn't rebook the early bird check-in.
No, they can't do that.
And so
it doesn't carry over.
Yeah. I found that out when I failed to check in and I was in the C group, like at the end. And so I was worried that I wouldn't have any space for my bag.
Storage space, yeah. You did? You did have
so
space?
I was going to check it at the gate. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to try. And sure enough, my bag fit. And I was like in row 10.
Really?
In a center seat, though. Granted, I had no armrest because the two people next to me,
they took
my armrest. So I had God's favor all the way. And then my sister picked me up and we, you know, went back to her house. And I got to spend some time with my mom and just chatting with her. And my mom is going to be 84 in September. So she's getting up there and she had a stroke about 5 years ago and she can self-care. I mean, she's, you know, she's for the most part pretty good, but she has sometimes hard,
memory
with words, like words, like when she's telling a story, mm-hmm. but it was so interesting. So I was just talking to her about like what she does and, you know, what she likes to do. And she's like, you know, every night I listen to Korean music. I go,
Korean music?
I go, what? She goes, yeah, I really like
really?
It. I go,
that's
Korean music?
You didn't tell me this. That's
interesting. I know, I saved it for the show. I'm like, okay. And so she pulls it up on her iPad.
Was it like K-pop?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Your mom's listening to K-pop?
Like it was, but it was more ballad type, but young people like K-pop band members.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's
fascinating. That's,
I was just like, why Korean music? She goes, I just love the way it sounds. I'm like,
okay. Well, we should send her a CD.
So then the next day at the graduation party with my mom, and I'll get back to the night before, but we're sitting there at the table and she goes, do you see that thing on that roof over there? And I said, yes. And she goes, that's a bug. It has arms and legs coming out of it. I go, what? She goes, yeah. I go, mom, that's a vent. She's like, no, it's not. It's a bug with arms and legs coming out. I go, mom, it's a vent. So I take a picture. I zoom in. I'm like, mom, it's a vent. She goes, that black one over there, that's a bug. And so, so then my daughter Ellen was there and Ellen said she winked at her. Like, Tony, I said to Tony, mom brought that up to me. She goes, Tina, she brought the same thing up to us too. Uh-huh. Like,
well,
I was like, okay, Pat. Okay. So anyway, so going back to Friday night, you know, talking to my mom and then Tony and Rob and I sat outside and she opened up a bottle of wine. I had a couple glasses of wine and she didn't have a
won't drink on the show.
I know. I thought about that.
Care about the show.
And then she didn't have a corkscrew. So she took a drill.
Tony, your sister. This is your sister.
With a long screw, drilled it and pulled it out.
It right out. Very hillbilly
I'm
of
like,
her.
That
nice.
Is, that's nice. Really creative. Yeah. But we were up till 2 a.m. talking, just talking about all sorts of stuff because I hadn't seen her since she was here in May. And so that was nice. And we were sitting outside. It was beautiful weather, in Indiana. Mm. And then the next day, was the big graduation party for Joey, my nephew, mm-hmm. who turned 18, and Ellen and Jesse came. They drove down from Chicago and they ended up staying over. So it was all of us. My sister Laura was there. She drove up from Kentucky. So it was nice. It was like, you
family
know, family.
Reunion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
lovely.
You know, and Joey, I think really was a party more for Tony than it was Joey. Joey was around.
That's what you do. You're 18-year-old.
But the interesting thing, and I reference this, it's the new style. So all the kids, you know, they're these lanky boys and they're all wearing black, you mm-hmm. know, and they got this haircut where it's shaved on the side mm-hmm. and it's heavy on the front
and it falls forward.
And so Jesse goes, Yeah, that hairstyle. It's like the broccoli. And if you look at it, it looks like broccoli.
That's crazy.
So anyway, it was pretty funny. What,
wasn't there something with their jean pocket that is flapped down or something?
Yeah, there's
these. Because I'm not aware of this.
These designer
statement.
Jeans, they have like a, they have a label that comes out of the whole pocket, and it's like a white piece of fabric, and it's got the brand name on the
white. What was the brand? I need a pair of these.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's not much worse than, you know, getting jeans with holes pre-cut in them.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Yeah, it's the style, but with the broccoli hairstyle.
I've seen the broccoli hairstyle.
You're never going to forget that now, because it looks like a piece of broccoli.
I've seen the hairstyle. I saw it
and
in
then
HEB.
There's a big thing called the wolf now. Like
the what?
The wolf shag. It's supposed to look, and Tony's boss, who owns a salon, she's like, I don't even know what that means. She goes, have you ever looked at a wolf? Like the shag doesn't look like the wolf at all.
Wolf shag haircut? Yes. I gotta see all this. I mean, I've had my hair.
I know.
You know, so I'm not one to condemn.
But overall, it was really joyful to spend time around Ellen and Jesse and around my sister and even my brother-in-law, Rob. I mean, and Laura. It was really, and I kept saying for the weekend, it was all just be joyful. And I was very aware of how I am and how I've kind of calmed down. And, you know, there was just one incident where Laura and I started talking about politics, and she was the one that cut it off, which was
smart.
Yeah, because we think very differently about politics. Mm-hmm. But I felt like I was constantly being redirected by the Holy Spirit when things were kind of coming through, you know, and I,
well, you approach everyone with love,
yeah,
no matter what.
And I just wanted to be joyful. But it was really a weekend. There was a lot of discussions about forgiveness. Like there are some lingering issues. And I said to both of my sisters about how they just really need to forgive. And I'm not going to get into a lot of details. Like they really need to forgive, because the bitterness that they're holding on to
is hurting them.
It's mm-hmm. chains around their heart.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I could see a lot of big hurts. And what that showed me, though, was how far along I have come in forgiving people myself. So it was really an interesting dynamic. And I tried to counsel them, and whether they're going to really listen to it or not and put it into practice, you know, that's on them, but I at least planted the seed.
But you couldn't get them to go to church with you.
No. And that's so Sunday morning, yes, I couldn't get them to go to church with me. Even my mom, I couldn't get her. And I went and I liked it.
Which church did you go to?
It was called, actually Teresa gave me the church. It was called Faith Church, and it was mm-hmm. in Dyer, Indiana. And I liked it. It was good.
Did you
I
sit
like
up
Bridge
front?
Church way better.
Did you sit up front?
Oh, yeah. I was three rows back. Yeah.
Did you have hands in the air waving like you just don't care?
Yeah, I was
care?
Probably the only one that had my hands up in
what,
the air.
What songs did they play? They're like, who's that charismatic woman they let in?
No, doubtful. No, they played Firm Foundation, and the other three songs I didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they ended with a hymn, which was really
a very popular
hymn, and I can't remember the name.
Oh, okay.
So
they mixed it up a bit. Nice.
Yes. So yes.
They played a golden oldie.
So it was a really, really nice trip. And then nice. We left early Monday morning to go back to the airport. And mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Indiana drivers, they are crazy.
Really?
Oh my gosh, they are crazy.
And that's just your sister, or is that everyone else on the road?
You know, and I'm just like, I'm holding onto the dashboard. And I said, and you're worried about me driving? I mean, no, anyway, so it was fun. It was a really, and so then I got home on Monday.
Okay, stop.
Yes.
While you were gone.
Yes.
Elise and I had a wonderful time.
Yes, I know.
We watched movies. We watched Sunshine, which is a total science fiction horror disaster movie about the sun going out.
Oh,
it was a doubleheader. It's a classic movie.
Well, no, you started off with Gourmet Dining.
Don't worry, I'm getting to all that.
But the movies were after the Gourmet Dining.
Can I just do my story how I want to do it?
I'm a chronological person.
Well, I'm just doing my story, man.
Okay, man, go ahead.
And then we watched Mad Max Furiosa, which was fantastic.
I would never watch that.
And we both were like, this is such an awesome movie. Your mom would hate it. Yeah, mom would hate it. That was great. No, she wanted to go. She wanted in-house dining at Whataburger.
Oh, you actually went Thursday. I was still here, and I was like, just go ahead and go. I'm not going to go.
I know. Yeah. I mean, you want to do chronological.
Okay, sorry.
Well, we did go, and I have to say we had a wonderful time. And she was asking me all kinds of questions about blockchain, about money, you know, how money works. And I was like, wow, this is, we're having a really nice conversation. Yeah. We had a good time.
Yeah, she loved you.
And then when she was here, you know, I threw some steaks on the grill one night. And then did we go?
I think we went to
Friedhelm's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to Friedhelm's mm-hmm. the night after. We had a really good time.
Yeah.
And of course, she was nervous because her surgery was coming up. And so you were coming home and you would ask me to take some hamburger beef out of the freezer, which I did. I went to HEB and I got some salad stuffs and I got some cottage cheese and I got, you know, the only thing I didn't realize, how silly am I, is that we only had one third or two thirds of an avocado left. And you come home and you look in the fridge and all that love from Indiana and all the tenderness and it all went out the window. And you were just like, there's nothing to eat, but I got the burger.
I know, but it
I
involved,
don't want a burger.
It involved me. It involved me to stop everything and cook. And the last thing I wanted to do.
You didn't have to cook. I said I'll heat up the grill. It's what do you mean? I cook around here. Everything we do is on the grill. I am le chef.
It was my fault.
Okay.
And it was my fault.
Wow. This took a week for this to come out.
I said it was on me. I should have asked you to cook them for me. And I didn't. Yeah, no. I asked you just to take out the beef.
Yeah, it was all ready.
In
my good to go.
Silly head, I thought that maybe you would just take it upon yourself and cook them. And it's not on you. That's on me because I didn't communicate that.
Okay. So let me just get this right so I understand.
Yeah.
Because in the future, you would like me to cook the burgers so you can just heat them up.
Yeah. So I had something to eat when I got home.
Okay. I don't, my male brain doesn't work
no,
that way.
No, and it's not your fault. Okay. It's my fault.
You
I should have communicated.
It, you made it look like my fault. At the time.
I know, because Elise goes, why are you so mad?
No, and then Elise takes your side.
She goes, I know, because when you're hungry, it's like.
No, that's not what she said. You come home and there's no food. I'm like, I got food. I put everything out. Yeah, I was really depressed. I'm like, oh man, I did it wrong. Welcome home. No. Sorry, honey. We get people jackhammering while I'm trying to do stuff. The dog's going crazy. Hope you had a good time. Oh, you had to sleep on the couch? Sorry. Enjoy no burger.
I know that was my fault. I should have been more.
I stayed calm. There was no argument.
No, there wasn't.
We might have gotten into a rift over that a couple of years ago.
Yes. Yeah.
None of that.
And I recognize it was my fault. And the reason I believe that this happened was because...
the enemy. No, the enemy just came
Yes,
in.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. But... I ordered breakfast at the airport and it was so disgusting. I said to the waitress, I said, I can't eat this. This is terrible. And so I hadn't eaten anything.
Yeah.
And that was, I had asked you to take the ground beef out.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, I won't be so hungry by the time I get home. Well, I was starving by the time my fault. I apologize. Did you take my apology?
I'm glad we're recording it because I can put this on my phone as a ringtone. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Tina's anyway. Calling. I'm sorry.
Yes.
That's all right, darling. No problem.
Yeah.
You know what? I hope I hear you complain about that for another 50 years.
I've been a little irritable the last couple of weeks, haven't I?
I haven't noticed. Have you? You have your little moments and then I'm listening. I'm not even saying anything. I was like,
You're so calm and you're looking at me like she is whacked out.
No. First of all, I understand it.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's okay.
Like I just, in this type, well,
there's a lot,
my gotcha.
There's a lot going on. Yes. There's a lot going on with Elise and the operation and you know, you're concerned about her and, you know, and you have a husband who works for a living. It's so annoying. So annoying. Why can't you just do what I tell you? And when it's amazing.
Do like, what I tell you. What do I tell you to do?
No. Literally. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. You just come in and say, hey, you know what we got to do? Hey, you know what has to be done? Hey, you know we have to do this? We got to book that.
I know it's your Sabbath, but can you do this?
Literally. And I say, it's okay. It's all fine. The other day you came home and so you had to take Elise to physical therapy.
Yes.
Which is understandable. And of course that was the same day that the glass guys were coming. And you couldn't know that. It doesn't make any difference.
This is yesterday.
And I have,
yesterday.
And I had this one important call that that's been planned for over a week. It's 11:30. I'm like, okay, I'll figure it out. You know, so, and I did, you know, Phoebe was barking. It doesn't matter. Figured it out. And then you came home and I told you, but you didn't remember. I said, you know, I got to go play chess with Willie at 2:00. I promise. Cause I moved him because of this meeting. And you were like, I wanted to get my car inspected. I'm like, I'll do it. It's no problem. I can do it right after chess. And that's the odd thing about you. It's like, no, you don't. Well, if you really want to, like,
just, I said that.
Yeah,
I did. No, yeah. I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't remember saying if you really want to.
It was kind of, well.
No, I was like, yay. Okay. Take it.
Anyway, you were just, and you're like, I feel like my time is not my time.
Yeah, because
you're linear. You're linear. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I said, yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. But
it's been tough.
And then what I do, I said, come here, baby.
I know you did. You're
come
so
over
cool.
Here.
You're so much better than I am.
Just don't let the enemy get
that
to us.
You did say that. You did.
Flee. Be gone. You get away. And he went away right away. It's all good.
Yeah. And this ties into my God shot too about the enemy. So we'll get to that a little bit later. But yes, so Elise had her surgery the day after I got back from Indiana, and it went really, really well. We appreciate everybody's prayers. Sadly, though, her nerve block did not work. So
yeah,
she was in immense pain for a couple of days. But she is doing her exercises. She is just diligent and just, you know.
And she's happy and funny and entertaining.
And the goal is she wants to be well because she wants to
and
go
she
home.
Wants to leave as soon as possible. It's like, oh, wow.
But those first few days, I mean, I was just there for her 100%.
Yeah, of course.
You know, just helping her and getting her things. And now she's mobile. But the big thing for me, she's like, Mom, we need to clean my incisions. I'm like, okay. I am not good with stuff like that at all. I do not
If she wanted me to do it, I'd be happy to do it. But I'm sure she'd rather have her mom do it.
That was huge for me. That was really, really huge for me.
Was it gory?
No, not at all. But I just don't like anything blood and.
This is what's so good because if you're you know, wounded and your guts are hanging out, I'll push them back in, zip your jacket up, and take you off to the doctor.
Yeah.
I'm good at that. Bugs.
Yeah.
Open wounds.
Good. Cause I can't deal with that.
We have a pretty good combo, don't we?
Remember when I almost cut my finger off when we were dating with the avocado and I'm looking at it and I could feel myself going, I felt myself going down. Yeah.
And the sad thing is you didn't even call me. You could have called me.
We were just dating. I didn't know you well enough to have you.
You're like, oh no, this is the finger for the ring. What am I going to do?
We were dating like a month, I think.
Oh, it was still, you know, I would have been there in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but no, that was when I wanted my friends at work to glue it.
Nasty.
I gave one the antiseptic. I said, you dump that in there. They dumped the antiseptic in there and it was like, I needed to bite on some leather. And then I'm like, you put the glue in there and I tried to glue it shut.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
It didn't. I had to go get stitches. She's making tremendous progress. She has some friends that are coming to visit her. So, and she'll be home in a month. She'll be home in a month. And I know that she will do it.
And we're going to miss her when she's gone.
I know.
You watch.
And Phoebe has grown to love her. Oh. So that's been really, really good.
Well, yeah, because Phoebe has never gotten this many pets or attention.
Oh my gosh, she loves Phoebe.
Yeah.
And Phoebe is stinking bad. She needs a bath. She's yellow. She's not white.
Well, no, she is starting to get jaundice. Yeah. So we're going up to near Dallas Friday?
Yes, Frisco. We're going to Frisco.
Frisco, Texas. So then she goes to Paws and Claws.
Yes, to the executive suite.
She'll get her executive suite, her treatment, and only for one night, so she'll be just fine.
Yes. Just like a little spa trip for her.
That's right. And she'll come back. She'll smell lovely for weeks.
I'm actually getting in a small plane again.
Yes. How about that?
I know.
I couldn't believe it. You're like, well, you know... Jimmy and Annette have a table and it's up there and it's all kinds of cool people and they've asked us to come. And I said, well, you know, she says, yeah, okay, we'll just fly up there. I said, what? Who are you?
I know. And so I said to Karen, I go, look, if anything happens, go get my dog. She's yours. She's at Paws and Claws. So I tell Elise that. I go, yeah, I told Karen to go get. Elise goes, did you say anything about me? What about me? No.
You know where the keys are. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
exactly. Oh. So yeah, we're heading up to Frisco on.
That should be a fun trip.
Yeah, it should be a fun trip.
What, what is it? What is it for?
It's Citizens Defending Freedom, and Charlie Kirk is speaking, as well as.
Is General, Pastor Jimmy speaking too?
General Flynn is going to be there. I don't know. Somebody alluded that he was going to be acknowledged in some way, so I'm not sure. And Laura Logan's going to be there.
Oh, it's going to be. Why don't we just have it here?
Yeah, right.
Just have it here, and Fred.
Yeah,
everyone's going up there. Well, yeah. That should be fun. It's a nice little outing.
Yeah,
it should be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get to fly again. Yes. I like it. I like it. Edward will be accompanying us.
Oh, Edward.
Edward. Yes.
Is he 22?
I'm not sure how Edward
is. I hope he's not 18.
They are all instructors. They are all certified by the FAA. So
okay,
no worries.
Okay,
no worries.
Okay, but we've had a lot of fun dinner dates with people.
Yes.
We had dinner at the Youngs with the twins, Boone and Bella.
Yes.
Boone, my boyfriend.
We came home and we were tired.
We were exhausted. I don't know how Karen and David do it.
Yeah, they're almost four. But they're excited.
Their big birthday party's on Sunday.
I mean, they're excited to see us and they want to show us all their toys and everything.
They wanted me to play hide and seek as soon as I walked in the door.
The minute we walked in.
Yes. Yeah. No, they're really sweet.
And this is exactly how I envision grandchildren. Like drop them off and then pick them up at the end of the day.
I hope here someday you, we here are you grandparents. Go. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I know. All right. And then we had dinner with Pastor Jimmy and Annette, and we hadn't seen them for
weeks.
Yeah, it was over 2 weeks.
They've been on vacation.
2.5 weeks. Yeah. So we went to our favorite place, Reed Helms.
Nothing like
Reed Helms. And so that was fun to catch up with them. And
you know what? Almost every single time we're at Reed Helms, there's some God moment there.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. There's always something going on. This time with our server.
Debbie.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, you can just feel that there's something going on and there's always opportunity to have a chat with these people and mm-hmm. talk to them a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's really amazing. There's a lot of Holy Spirit in that place.
Yes,
I'm not sure what
it is.
It's old, you know, maybe that's it. Like the Holy Spirit just hangs out there a lot.
Yeah.
There's always, that's where I got my challenge coin. I mean, all these different things happen.
Your Ephesians. Yeah.
Yep.
And what I love about Pastor Jimmy, he does this all the time. And you do this now too, because you iron sharpens iron, is he always asks the server what their name is. And he always includes them in the prayer.
Yes, before we pray a meal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So, and it was nice. I mean, I haven't seen Annette. I mean, I haven't seen her one-on-one for weeks.
They came in and they look so rested. They look rested. And I'm like, do we look like we're haggard and tired?
Yes. You think? Yeah, because I walk in, I'm like, oh.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. 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 So that was nice. And then last night, you want to talk about last night?
What was last night? Oh, yes. We went to Dr. Ken and Sammy's house. Yes. And now, of course, we know them from church.
And, we have so many church
friends. And he's been an elder at the church for as long as we've been going there.
Yeah. They said they started going to Bridge in right before COVID, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now they're Texan, or he's a lifelong Texan. And she came from Kansas originally. Yeah, Kansas.
Oh, yes.
Kansas
and then she moved
Oklahoma.
Down to Texas, yes, and met him in her senior year of high school.
Right. And so they've been married 60 years. Mm-hmm. And he comes up to me in church and says, give me your number. Now, I know Dr. Ken because the men's breakfast, he always cooks for 80 guys or something. Like, and he's a great cook. And we're gonna have you over for dinner. And it
he
was
said supper. He said, supper. We're going to have
yes,
you over
supper.
For supper.
That's Texas. Uh-huh. And it was interesting because normally it's the women who organize that. So, but he was organized.
Yes.
Okay. All right. What day? And we get it all set and we go over there. I mean, just fantastic.
If
you want to.
Lovely people.
I mean, if we can be like that when we're their age.
And they're so in love. That's what I love. Just the gestures after 60 years. And just, I mean, the stories that they shared. Not only that, he's really handy. He like they built their whole porch. I'm like, oh my gosh.
See this table? Yeah, I built that.
Yeah, I built. Yeah. I'm like, holy smokes. I'm like, you get electrocuted by putting in a switch.
And he was, only a couple times. He was a general practitioner, family doctor.
He delivered what?
800 babies.
800 babies.
800 babies.
So that was lovely.
But they live with, and now they live right next door to their kids and at least some of their daughter and grandkids. Mm-hmm. So that's really why.
Because they lived in Wimberley for a long time. And then I said, why did you move to Fredericksburg? And they said grandkids.
Yeah.
We're like, we hope that that's going to happen. We're about ready. We threw a car in. We now added our fourth daughter, Mackenzie. So she's our fourth daughter. And well, so we offered it to her because nobody's stepping up to the plate to have a baby.
At least had her on the FaceTime today.
Oh, yeah.
And I say, hey, wait a minute, are you in the kitchen? Are you like cleaning stuff? Oh, yeah. No, and I did all this and I painted this. You're like a trad wife. She said, oh, yeah, look at me. Because she just moved in with her longtime boyfriend. Yes. Mm-hmm. I said, well, you know. We're looking for grandkids. He says, you know, I've been thinking about this deal. This car deal sounds pretty good. I'm kind of liking that.
Yeah, Elise is like, nah, I don't need a car. Nope, no thanks.
Now, so we didn't do a show last week. How many people sent you a note that they were disappointed?
Two.
Who?
Willow?
Well, that was going to be one of mine.
Willow?
So my sister Willow, she's like, dude, there was no show.
I know.
Like, how disappointing is that? She always listens to us at the gym.
Yeah.
And then
Brian.
And the comic strip blogger.
What? That's funny.
There was no show. I'm not. I used donation from last week.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah. I couldn't do it. I was spent.
Nah, that's okay, baby.
I was
that's
just okay. spent.
It's okay as long as you stop calling me Chunky.
Oh.
I did write that down.
I was kidding.
You are so projecting about your own body images that you just look at me like, well, you're kind of chunky. Oh, well. Oh,
no, I didn't say that.
You're
not as fat as
you used to be. Your pants are falling down. Oh, boy. You were kind of, you know, chunk meister. And I just look at you like the things you say to me. If I said anything like that, anything, but you look beautiful. You're so sexy. Anything other than that, it would be like, you know, I would be sleeping on the couch.
Well,
it's amazing what you can say to me. And I know it's just all your own issues.
No,
it's okay.
No, I just like teasing you because I know that you're not affected by any of that. You're
not,
like,
I'm really not.
You're like, I could care. Got any more chocolate?
Well, that's Elisa's influence. She's the one that's got the chocolate.
Yes, so and Andrea. Andrea was so sweet. She brought her a little gift of chocolate to help with her recovery, which is really, Andrea, she's such a doll.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I was just kidding. I was like, your jeans are sagging.
Yeah, they are.
Did you lose weight? Because you used to be a little chunky.
That's how you say it, exactly. I'm like, what? Now, I see you put out my shirt for Friday night. Is that so I can try it to make sure I'm not too chunky for it?
No,
because that's
fine.
Always part of the deal, no?
No, it's fine. I'm just trying to get things together for Friday night. That's all.
Yeah, and before you know it, we're going to be going off to Mexico.
Well, no, we're going to Boston first to go see the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Yeah.
This was your spur of the moment. You only live once.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We're connecting flights in Chicago before we go to Boston, but
this is an idiotic idea, but okay. All right. Are we all
flying? We're going with the Pruitts.
We're all flying together?
Yes.
Okay.
We're all flying together.
All right. Then
same hotel.
You and Annette can sit next to each other and Jimmy and I will sit behind you guys.
Okay. That's fine. Well, they kind of like being together all the time though.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't want to infringe on that. And if they need to be together. So
okay, whereas we're like whatever, sit back there, getting coach while I sit in first class.
That would be me.
Yes, exactly. Oh, sorry, honey. Only one seat was upgraded.
You'd be like, it's my miles. Sorry.
It's always your miles.
No, it's your miles.
No.
Yeah. So, and then we go to Mexico. And so, interestingly enough, Ellen is coming the weekend of
before
we go to Mexico to see her sister. And then we're going to do a little celebratory dinner with you. Before we go,
where are we
going to
go?
I don't know. I'm going to.
You want to go to
something.
Where we went last year?
Where did we go last year?
Yeah, where we met Paul and Ashley at the it starts with a C by the airport.
Companion?
No, by the airport there.
Oh, Cabernet Grove.
Cabernet Grove.
You want to go to Cabernet Grove?
Yeah,
I'm going to plan it. So I will plan it.
Don't do anything
It'll
crazy.
It'll be a complete surprise. Let me just plan it.
No presents. Nope. Okay, presents. presents are okay.
And so Ellen is coming. So it'll be Ellen and Elise will be there that weekend. And then I'll take them back to the airport on Sunday, both of them. And then we leave on Monday, which is going to be like heaven.
What do you mean?
Because I'm going to need this much needed rest.
Oh, right. It's my birthday week, but it's really for you.
Yes.
Because I'll be working during my birthday week.
Yes.
I'll be doing the shows. Yeah.
Yeah. But not on Tuesday. Your birthday's on Tuesday. You won't be working on Tuesday.
No.
Yeah. So,
woman, you have. And then once we're done with all that, then there's no travel until Christmas.
I know. I go hiking in the Smoky Mountains in October.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for
And then
you.
No traveling till Christmas. Yes.
Please.
Yeah. And then the year's going to be over.
And then next year, let's just not go anywhere. I get so tired from traveling. I like being home.
I know, but you only live once.
Okay, on this earth?
Yes.
I know where I'm going.
Yeah. No, I want to go to Greece.
Really?
Japan is on the list. I want to go to Greece. Yes. Yes, Greece? Yes, yes, yes.
It's so greasy.
No, you've never been, have you?
Yes, I've been to Greece.
I want to go to Greece. Yeah.
Okay.
All yeah, right. I'd like to do that next
There's a
year.
Lot of different places you can go in Greece.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And what are you expecting? Santorini.
Athens.
Santorini. That's like a tourist island.
I want to go to Greece.
Yeah. Okay. Athens. Hot, stinky, old buildings falling down.
So beautiful, though.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
All right. You want to get into my God shot?
I would love to get into your God shot. Let's go, everybody.
It's time for Tina's God shot.
You've been ready for this one. You've been preparing for it. All right, God shot time, everybody.
I have. You know, God always just delivers.
Always.
Because when I think about like, oh, I need a God shot. And then something happens and it just falls right into place. So fan favorite, my favorite book of the Bible is James, as you know.
Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes. And so I want to talk about, before I give the
verse,
what happened. So this was the day when I was just really frustrated and I was.
I'm sorry. What day was that? Yes. Okay.
And I was really frustrated and I was irritated in my own skin. And it was because I was tired and I was just going. And part of it was because I was taking care of Elise, which I feel so blessed that I'd be able to do that. But I'm not sleeping and just going. And we got into a little bit of a conversation, but it wasn't a tiff between us. And so I was just irritated in my own skin and I could feel I was firmly in my fleshly behaviors. So I was in the bathroom and I was getting ready to take a shower. And, because I was in that state and I looked at myself and that self-degradation came up, that those voices of like, ew, look at you, you're disgusting. You know how I used to battle those demons all the time. And I am not kidding you. As soon as it came up, I heard the Holy Spirit say, turn your eyes to Jesus, turn your eyes to Jesus. And I shut it down like that.
Mm.
And that's my point, is that when you get into those kind of that mind game, and you know, and it's, and Pastor Jimmy has said it too, like what you feed grows. And I just remembered that I had to think about Jesus and center my thoughts on him. And it dissipated immediately. That was the first time I've ever really experienced it that fast. And so the verse that came up, because as I was thinking about it, because it was so profound, because the way that I looked at myself in the mirror and I was just disgusted. And then it just, the Holy Spirit just directed me. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's James.
I love that.
I can't even express how
I know exactly
how much
what you mean.
It helped me and it's healing me. It's taking away the trauma and the hurt. So it's James chapter 1, verse 12. And it says, God blesses those who patiently endure the testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. It was like so perfect for me that verse came along. And now,
did you read it on your phone when you were there, or that came later?
It came later. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It came later because I recognized how I transformed in that instant. I recognized it and I held on to that. And then God presented the scripture to me that I needed to go along with that.
I hear you.
I can't even tell you how profound it was. So my point to every, you know, anybody who's listening is that when you feel that kind of irritation or that self-degradation or anger, turn your eyes to God. Turn your eyes to God. And it just, because God is love, and it just melts it right all away. It really does. It does. So I know. Anyway,
that's
my God shot.
I love it.
It was pretty profound for me.
I have a, not really a God shot, but I need to thank Brian Abimelech, I think you pronounce it.
Oh, yes.
He heard me talking about the Founders Bible, that I like the New American Standard translation. And what shows up in the, I said, I really wish I had one that was a little smaller, because I took that one to Amsterdam. I was like, it was weighing my shoulder down.
Yeah.
And he sent me a beautiful,
I know,
a beautiful leather bound, nice,
with your name,
travel format with my name and my ham call sign, which is super nerdy. And it has a compass on it.
It's like, embossed. It's your embossed. Name is embossed. Yeah.
And I took it to church on Sunday to charge it.
I know, that's what you said. And I saw you holding it up. You
were
holding
it during up. The worship. I'm like, I'm going to hold this up for this song. I Speak Jesus, I think is the one. Like, yes, blow it in there. Here you go, Holy Spirit. Aww. But Pastor Brian, he said, that's a really beautiful Bible you got there.
I love it
really
too.
Cool.
I told you I want one too.
No. Why? No. You have all the, no, this is my,
why
does it be like me, man?
I want to be like
We also got,
I can't take my big one. I can't take
I know,
it.
Baby, it's all
but
good.
I love that mine's all highlighted up though, too.
We also got two books, and I don't know who sent those. We got two novels. They're like Christian
They're
novels.
Over there. Mm-hmm.
You have them over there?
Yeah, you want me to grab them?
I'll grab it for a second. Talk.
A talk. Hello there. You should see his studio. It is atrocious.
No, because I left a note in here. See, I'm prepared.
Look at you.
Because of my studio, enclosed a Christian science fiction series for your reading pleasure when you need a break from the more serious stuff. From Lacey B., a.k.a. Dame Lacey. And she wrote me a beautiful note, which is a little long for the show. But I love it. It was nice going to the P.O. box. Like, oh, there's something in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because usually there's cobwebs. Yeah.
Well, for some reason, this Eric Pepper has decided to send me every back issue of Wired magazine.
I know. It's very kind, but.
That's very kind, but.
You're not going to open them, crack them open and read them.
It's a little bit much.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, you can send all kinds of value back to the show.
Time, look at that
talent,
segue.
Treasure. I know. Bam! I'm telling you.
Now it's time to hear from the
Cork Soakers. Because the Cork Soakers return the value.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Yeah.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
If you feel like returning some value for the value you receive, we always love just getting, by the way, I really do love the emails from people saying,
I've
been listening to your show and I dusted off my Bible, or I think I'm going back to church, or I'm interested. And there's around the world, people are sending these notes. So whatever we're doing, it's way beyond what this started out being.
God had other plans.
Yes, he does. He does. So you can go to curringthekeeper.com. We have a donate page. And it shows you the details. It gives you the P.O. box, how you can send us PayPal. But we really love it if you try some of the modern ways of supporting us through apps like Fountain and TrueFans.fm. Where you can do it with the very modern value for value streaming sats. They made it really easy now. You like at TrueFans.fm, you sign up, you get a couple dollars right off the bat, and you can top up your wallet with Apple Pay or Google Pay, which is like simple.
Yes.
So it's getting better every single day. And you support independent developers. It's a very small group of very dedicated people who are keeping speech truly free and open by doing this.
Yes.
And, lots of shows will start to disappear. You'll see on your legacy podcast apps. And we have a number of people to thank right off the bat. Gary Blatt comes in. And I think I know he's been decanted, but he came in a few weeks ago for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And he sent us, I will have to give him a striper.
Wow.
$77.77 from Gary Blatt. And I have no
Thank
note.
You, Gary.
So remember, if you're using PayPal, you can add a note. If you're using the modern podcast apps, you can send a Boostagram, add a note
or
there.
Or send us an email.
Email is fine, too. We can connect it.
Yep.
Send it to tina@curry.com.
Yes.
Then we'll definitely we'll get
done. Yes, because I'm the back office.
And Marco Frisson. With his regular donation, $50.
Oh, thank you, Marco.
Mac Tank with $50.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Mac Tank. Katie Trimble, $25.33.
And those are all reoccurring, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 33,333 from Pastor Jimmy.
Oh.
I don't see a note from him.
Well, that's unusual.
That's very unusual.
Maybe he was in a hurry.
I wonder why that didn't come. He always says something, so I will check and we'll make good next time if we have to. 8,000 sats from Comic Strip Blogger.
Thank you, CSB.
He just says www.csb.lol. Curva.
I got to look at that. What that is? What does that mean?
K-U-R-W-A. I think it's Polish for yowza.
Okay.
Something like that.
CSB.lol, like laughing out loud?
Yes, that's his comic strips.
Okay.
Then we
that's right, it is. Yes. Yeah.
Then we have a Striper, a mini Striper booth. 7777 sats from Pastor Combsy.
Oh.
In the evening.
In the evening.
Pastor Combsy here, just checking in. Question for Adam.
Oh.
How do you call out your faithful sat streamers? I was streaming sats a bit to the show, but have noticed only boosters get a shout out. Any thoughts on that? Currently developing a podcast based on my poetry and writing, and nice. I was thinking that through. God bless you both. Now, that's an interesting question because people don't really realize that people who are streaming 100 sats or something like that a minute, it does add up. I mean, it definitely does. We haven't solved that yet.
Oh.
You know, because you kind of have to tally it all up and it's thousands and thousands of entries. So we are reworking it, Pastor Combsy, so we'll think about it. But in general, people usually stream very low amounts just to add that in. And when you send a boost, you know, it's recognized
yeah.
that way.
Yeah.
And we look forward to your poetry.
Yes.
He says, God bless you both. Yeah. Keep the lid down. KYBO slips in there, no problem. Another mini Striper boost. Sir Brian with an I.
I have to tell you, he sent me he's designing business cards as executive producer for
himself.
No Agenda,
for
Curry
himself?
And the Keeper.
For himself?
Yes, because he is really good at talking about our podcast, about Curry and the Keeper and No Agenda. He hits people in the mouth, he grapes them in the face all the time. And so he's like, you know, instead of, I got tired of writing it down. He created QR codes.
Oh, really?
For
that's kinda cool.
The shows. And I think for his Instagram and something else. And he's going to hand out these business cards. He sent me the proof. I'm like, that's a really smart idea.
Cool. I want to see him. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, he sent us a boostagram. He says, I have met so many lovely people through this show, including Ashley Slater.
Because he stalks them all.
Yes, he does. And they're all like, oh, God, Brian.
Like, don't give him my number,
Ashley
please.
Ashley Slater, Rita, Sir TJ, Sir Jake, and others. But for the regular donors, and I'm looking at you, KT Chopper, Balderdash Boys, Michael Hall, Katie Trimble, and the rest, hit me up on Instagram because while this show has excellent collabs, I think it would be fun to have an entire coalition. What do you say? Let's get together and take it to the next level.
I know.
In the evening.
Yeah. In the evening.
Yeah.
All right.
He's
doing it.
Yeah. He's like poaching. It. He's poaching off of us.
Has he started his own show yet? I thought he was going to do a show.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
Paul Hearn, $5 on the regular recurring.
Thank you, Paul.
Randall Black as well. Thank you very much. Maxi Peach comes in with 5,000 sats and says, happy belated birthday, Tina.
Oh, thank
Maxi Peach. Do we know Maxi Peach?
I don't think so.
I think it's a decanting.
You've been decanted.
Tina, I love that you said you've become closer to your mom, M-U-M,
yes.
through growing closer to God.
Yes, for
and
sure.
she says the same has happened to me.
Yes.
The power of prayer is amazing. I pray constantly for patience and compassion.
Aww.
Mom has dementia. I used to find her repetitiveness and sometimes irrational behavior very frustrating and even annoying. But now through prayer and knowing that God is there with me, I'm calmer and a lot more understanding. Faith is a wonderful discovery.
Yes, because God wants us to honor our parents, our mothers and our fathers.
Yes.
And that's despite,
right at the top.
Yeah,
that's right.
Despite, you know, whatever mm-hmm. happened in my past and my childhood. But yeah, I honor her as my mother.
Yes.
She's a little wackadoodle with the thing on the roof, but yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome. We should give her a tinfoil hat.
I know.
Pat, try this on.
She's innocent.
Yeah. Innocently. Love is lit, Maxi Peaches.
Thank you. That was very sweet.
33, another boost from Sir Brian with an I.
Wow.
He says, I have a friend in Holland who is trying to teach me Dutch.
Yes.
The first two words she gave me to learn were Rioolwaterzuiveringsinstallatie, En arbeidsongeschiktheidsverzekering. Adam, can you help me with this? Well, you got your example right there. I'm a slow learner. I'd like to make this boost a switcheroo. Oh, and contribute it to giving the Netherlands a space bar. What?
Oh, because there's no space? Spaces in the word between the words?
I have no idea. Huh. I have no idea what he means. Whatever you want, Brian, I'll do it. Let me know. That was confusing. So that is rioolwaterzuiveringinstallatie is a wastewater cleansing installation.
Oh, jeez.
And arbeidsongeschiktheidsverzekering is disability insurance. Oh.
She
whore.
Started him off easy, huh? That's
like saying anti-disestablishmentarianism. Go. 1313 from Second Class Citizen. In the evening, y'all, firstly to answer Sir Biden with an eyes boost question last. Forgot about that. Sir Biden with an eyes boost question last week. I go through phases of obsessions. Currently, it's watching voice coaches react to music videos, then getting really annoyed and they keep stopping the music to comment on the singing. Tina and Adam, I humbly apologize for crowning Brian the third star of the show. What have I unleashed?
Yes, it's your fault.
I'm not religious, but I might have to go make an exception and repent for this deed.
Yes, because and he's out of
that's
control.
Rita. That's Rita who was clocking in there.
Yeah.
And a tiny striper, 777 from Alan C. Paul. And he says, hey, young couple.
Yes.
This is catching on.
Yes.
Boosting to note that Strong's, the mention from the Sword app, is referring to the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. I think we have that book.
Oh.
Isn't that what Catherine
gave
us? Yeah.
I'll have to look.
It's a list of every word in the King James Bible correlated with the original Hebrew and Greek meanings.
Yes. They got us that
it's
book.
It's a huge book.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And you can obsess over it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I have a Strong's link on my phone. I often use it in my studies. You'd love adding this to your Bible reading in the evening.
In the evening.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we've got a lot of reading.
We do.
I mean, I'm the one that switches around all different Bibles. Right now, I'm really loving this little pocket.
I know. I want one.
You want?
Come on, man.
Thank you all very much for supporting us with some value back. CurryandTheKeeper.com. You can subscribe to the newsletter. Please do that.
Yes.
Sometimes it may not show up depending on how tired Tina is, but you know, I'm just saying.
I'm older now.
Oh, please. We really appreciate it. It's
so nice.
And the emails and everything is just fantastic.
Thank you.
Anything else before we, I think I had, did I have
anything? Do you have anything else?
Oh, yes. I beat Willie.
Oh, you did? Yes. Did you dance around Java Ranch?
I did dance around Java Ranch. And, you know, when we play, I realized that when we're playing, we're vocal. It's not like your typical chess match where people like, you know, Willie will go like, oh, no.
imitate him so well, too.
And I'll be like, what's your problem? Can't stand it. And so this lady next in the table next to us, she says, are you two related? And I said, no, we're just friends. So you really look alike. I say, Willie, I told you you were handsome. He goes, man, we have a good time.
That's so nice.
You know, the kids there, the barista kids, they're sometimes I walk in, they're playing him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You'd be amazed how many young people can play chess. I had no idea. It's still a thing.
Well,
they play it in school. And
I have to tell you that the guy who made him,
the chessboard that he lugs around every single time.
Yes. Ken from the Hickory Forge. Mm-hmm. He is making me a mosaic of a cityscape. So he sent me samples of what he's done, some different wood pieces. Mm-hmm. And I said, and I asked you about it. And I said, what about Chicago?
Yeah, because you can see the Sears Tower. You can tell what it is.
Oh, and the John Hancock. Mm-hmm. And so he sent me a couple samples. And
how's
so he's
it look?
Making me, no, he sent me samples of the city skyline.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But like he did one of Seattle and it's.
With a space needle?
Yes. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
And so he's making it for me. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, that's awesome.
I know.
Where are you going to hang it?
Probably my prayer room.
Yeah. Have you noticed that car that went to your prayer room?
Yes.
Yeah. And all these tchotchkes that come to you, I want you to see what it's like to have a podcast where people send you fun little things and it stacks up. And then before you know it, you're like,
Did you put that in there?
You better believe I did. I'm like, hey, you left that in my studio.
You know what? It's time for.
Can't have that.
The question of the week.
I presume you have one.
Yes. Okay. I have a two-parter.
A two-parter? Do I need a pen?
Maybe.
The question of the week.
We don't have a lot of things that we do regularly, but we do have a question of the week. And I'm excited because Tina, of course, has the question. So she already knows her answer, which really puts all the pressure on me.
Well, you know what? Next week you could do the question of the week, but it can't be lame.
Wow.
Okay. It's always
my questions always bring up horrible childhood memories, trauma.
Yes. Okay. It's a two-parter. What is the quality or characteristic you most admire about yourself? And the converse of that, what is the quality or characteristic that you do not admire about yourself?
What do I most admire about myself? That's real. What a weird thing to have to think about. I think that if I have a job, if I'm going to do something and I set myself to do it, I do it. I do it consistently. And I put the work into it all the time.
Really?
Job, like a job that pays money, not some task you gave me.
Is it like the salt? The salt in the softener?
Wow. It's my question of the week. Okay. What is the least I like? I forget things like the salt. And I don't clean up very well in my office. I could do better on that.
Yeah. Is it that's the least thing that you're a little messy in your studio?
This makes me think like you have a better answer for me.
No, I don't. I really don't. I don't. I'm just trying to clarify. Like,
I wish I was a little more organized sometimes. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Because I'm a procrastinator. I do put things off that don't interest me. That aren't the task at hand. I'm not very good at that. If I put it on my calendar, then usually I'll get it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you've had time to think about it so you can shine with your answers. Hit it.
Well, I think the thing that I most admire about myself is usually when I am with friends or family or, outside in public, I'm usually really joyful. I'm usually always happy.
And when does this take place? I know. I could be in a bad mood and we go out like, hi. I'm like, where is that?
But where did that come from? That I cannot carry that stuff, what is ever bothering me outside, and I can be joyful because I think being joyful.
You leave it right by the door. We come back and like, I'm going to put this back on.
Not really. I'm able to shift behaviors pretty. I mean,
very well.
I would say for the most part, I like that I'm able to shift it. The thing that there's a lot of characteristics that I do not admire. Probably I don't like how rattled I get when I lose things or when we're going to be late. I don't like that. I don't like being like that because I get all spun up. But and I don't like it.
These are the good parts of living with you. Is exactly those things that make you so wonderful.
And I rarely lose things because I don't want to.
No, you can't stand that.
No, I don't like it.
Those are the idiosyncrasies that make you a wonderful person, darling. Yeah, of course.
But I wish I would just like turn down the volume a little, you know?
Well, so would I. Yeah, really.
You got it so hard, Mr. Curry.
You're a beautiful person, Mrs. Curry. I love you. I love you. To the moon and back.
Oh, please. Oh, you hate that saying.
I know. That's why I said I love you very much.
I love you too, Mr. Curry.
Next week,
I'll be here.
Me too.
All right.
We'll be right back. keeper.